that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you sent your Son into this world, a living sacrifice, to pay the price that only he could pay for us. In Jesus' name, amen. When we look at this scripture, there are several words that could stick out to us. But the word we're going to focus in on is the word perish. This word perish comes from the Greek word that means to destroy fully. Destroy, to die, to lose, to mar, to perish. Death is the foundation of this verse. Eternal death. A destiny that's inescapable by our own efforts. In Ephesians 2:12, Paul tells us to remember something we often forget, that you were without Christ, having no hope, and without God in this world. So humanly speaking, none of us has any eternal hope of anything except to perish. We were all doomed to be fully destroyed by sin. And this inescapable fact brought about a response from the heart of God. Before the foundation of the world, he prepared a lamb for us. So something about the cross was eternally necessary, so that Jesus Christ could pay the price for our sin, that he would pour out his life's blood upon the cross so that we could have life. Otherwise, God recognized the seriousness of sin. We would be fully destroyed. No hope whatsoever. How serious is sin? Well, it talks about it in Genesis 3:16 and 18. It was so serious that God had to provide a way for us to be forgiven of our sins. Serious enough that when Adam sinned in the garden, God pronounced some curses because of sin had entered in. One of those is, he told Eve, that in pain you shall bring forth children. You see, sin brought in suffering. So when we labor to bring forth our children, it is because of sin. You see, sin is very serious. Anyone who has had a baby, say, that's serious. When you're in labor, that is so intense, you know. It is there to help us recognize the seriousness of sin. But that's not what I was thinking about when I was giving birth to my babies. Oh, this is really serious because of sin. I don't know about the rest of you. I wasn't that spiritual to be thinking that. But it is a part of sin, and it's very serious, and it's a reminder every day. Women all over the world give birth every day of the curse that came upon us because of Adam and Eve's sin. The second thing is the thorns and the thistles. The Lord said that Adam would earn his bread by the sweat of his brow, and that the land would produce thorns and thistles. So when we're out in the garden or out in our yards and our flower beds this spring, pulling our weeds, God wants to remind us this is how serious sin is. You see, sin totally cursed the earth. And sin totally cursed humankind. And there was no way for us to be redeemed from this curse except for Jesus Christ. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes on him should not be fully destroyed, but would have eternal life. So we read some good news in Romans chapter 5, and let's read that together. But God showed how much he loved us by having Christ die for us, even though we were sinful. But there is more. Now that God has accepted us because Christ sacrificed his life's blood, we will also be kept safe from God's anger. Even when we were God's enemies, he made peace with us because his son died for us. Yet something even greater than friendship is ours. Now that we are at peace with God, we will be saved by his son's life. And in addition to everything else, we are happy because God sent our Lord Jesus Christ to make peace with us. Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. Our sin against God, our enmity against him, required nothing less than Jesus Christ and the shedding of his blood. He was the ultimate sacrifice. Most of the time, we don't think of ourselves as enemies of God. But sin separates us from God. And until we are born again by the Spirit of God, we are an enemy of God. But the precious blood of Jesus saves us from the wrath and the anger of God towards sin. He made a remedy for us. He offered it upon the cross. Let's read on. 1 Peter 1:18-20. Let's read that together. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, silver or gold, from your vain manner of life handed down from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, indeed having been foreknown before the foundation of the world, but revealed in the last times for you. You see, the scripture says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So being sorry for our sins is not what forgives us. Crying and repenting, no matter how sincere we are, and it is necessary, that still does not forgive you. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. We are forgiven of our sins because Jesus Christ shed his blood for us. He paid a price that we could not pay. Either we were going to end up eternally destroyed or receive eternal life. When Jesus shed his blood, he poured out his life, making a way for you and me to be made right with God. God provided the Lamb, and Jesus Christ died once and for all. And when we come to the Lord, it's not difficult. He didn't make it hard for us. We often think of salvation as being something very difficult, but God made it very easy for us. He said if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ rose from the grave and that he is the Son of God, we will be saved. It's not difficult. And it's not difficult to be a Christian. That's another lie from the devil to keep us from being everything that God has called us to be. First, we come into salvation. And then we live for the Lord. And He provides for us. He takes care of us. He takes care of His children. You're adopted by a good, good Father. And He takes care of us. So I encourage you today, if you have never received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to do that today. And I'm going to ask if the elders will get ready to serve us communion. And also if the praise team will get ready to take their positions. Today is the day of salvation. Today is your day. Maybe you want to just draw closer to the Lord or recommit your life as you understand more about what Jesus Christ did for you. He gave His life. He gave everything. Let's pray. Father, we thank You that You were willing to give everything. I pray for those listening today that You will move in their hearts to draw closer to You. I pray for those who have not received You as their Lord and Savior, Lord, to accept You right now, to confess with their mouth and believe in their heart. Thank You for the price that You paid that we could have life. You gave Your life so that we could receive life. And today, as we take of communion, we come together to be reminded of what You did and to receive life. In Jesus' name, amen.